Hello everyone, and welcome back to Going Down in History. Before today's episode starts, we want to introduce you to a new business that you might not have heard of.
Let me guess, another sponsorship.
How did you know?
I took a wild guess.
Well, anyways, Don't Drop creates quality soap at low prices. It uses lavender oils and produces stress-relieving foam to calm any anxiousness or overwhelming feelings.
Oh, I've used this product before. What's crazy is it's only 10 cents a bar that lasts for what seems like a lifetime. It is super soothing and makes me feel like I'm floating. I mean, I feel so much better after I use it.
I mean, the slogan doesn't lie.
What even is the slogan for Don't Drop?
Are you ready? You're not gonna believe it.
Yep, still waiting.
Instantly wipes the depression away.
Wow, super clever. Since we are in a great depression.
I got a kick out of it.
Sorry for that interruption, but today's episode we are talking about the new association that was created, the PWA, which stands for the Public Works Administration.
Just to give you a brief explanation, the PWA is a large-scale public works construction agency. It was created by the National Industrial Recovery Act in response to the depression that we are currently in.
It is suspected to help our society for about 5 years or until 1939. It is going to help our economy until it gets back on its feet.
I guess you could consider it a part of the second New Deal if that helps you any.
Not really, but the program is aimed to improve unemployment, which is much needed.
I agree. It also promises to stabilize purchasing power and improve public welfare.
If you didn't understand a word she just said, it basically is proposed to make jobs more available to the average working person, meaning like lower and middle class.
It also makes it where the employee is supplied with enough money to provide for their family, which again gets us into unemployment. Jobs these days are getting very slim. Most people don't have enough money to pay for food or even a house.
It is so sad to see children being sent away to relatives across the country so they're able to eat.
We can't blame the parents, though, because, like, they're working over recommended hours to earn money for their family. Like, that's crazy.
The low employment rate means that a lot of people are not earning a steady income, meaning they cannot buy products or goods they were used to buying.
Which leads to stores or factories having to lay off employees because no one is buying any goods.
Making prices go up, which means, again, that people cannot buy the stuff they were used to buy.
It's really just a huge cycle about how the economy just keeps going through.
Whoa, Lainey, we got a little off topic.
Whoops, sorry. I felt like that conversation just really had to be had.
I agree. It is a serious issue that most people are not aware of. But anyway, back on topic.
Right. So what I was saying was, the government wants to spend lots of money on bigger projects instead of the little ones.
So they do that to help or like impact the lives of more people?
Exactly.
Which means that this association, or whatever you prefer to call it, is going to affect a lot of people.
Certainly. This is going to open up a lot of jobs and a lot of opportunities to millions of people. That's what this program is set to do.
Thanks for clearing that up for me.
Anytime. One more thing that I would like to add is, you know how most programs today are trying to provide either relief, recovery, or reform the economy / country, right?
Yeah, I've kind of noticed that.
Would you like my opinion of what I think the program helps to most?
Well, it sounds like you're going to tell me anyways, so why not?
I mean, since you begged me to tell you, I guess I will. I feel like it fits best in the recovery category.
I agree with you because it's all about helping the people recover from the drop in employment with the help of more job opportunities.
Exactly. That also gets me into my point about how it really could fit into any of the categories depending on the situation.
I guess I could see that, but give me some examples.
Okay, it would go into relief because you're relieving the stress of people having to worry about money. You are providing unemployment people with a new way to earn a steady income, which is life-changing in some cases.
Oh, I see. Well, how about reforming our economy or country?
Well, it reforms our economy because people are making a steady living now, which means people can buy more things and companies can start making lots of money again. On the other hand, with reforming our country, people will be more likely to and be more willing to cooperate more. For example, instead of organizing a riot or a fight about governmental limitations on certain topics, people will consider talking to the government face to face.
What do you mean talking to them?
people can address certain issues directly to the government and talk things out. Maybe like why things aren't working in city or a new act should be implemented.
I feel like this is a good way for people to feel more comfortable with talking issues out to the government.
Absolutely. I also think our government is starting to be more open and to listen to other people than focusing on positions of government to answer all of the questions the United States has.
If you have to take anything from this lesson, just know that the Public Works Administration is going to do wonders for our country.
It will supply many people with stable jobs and income. It will also provide a new way of communication between the government and everyday people.
Yes, and also remember that it will provide relief, recovery, and help reform the United States, only if people don't take advantage of it.
I 1000% agree, Madison.
Now, any more questions?
Nope, I think you answered all of them. I'm really glad we had this discussion today.
Me too. I enjoy shining light on current events, even if they aren't too pretty.
I agree. Well, to all the listeners out there, if you still have a couple of questions, just mail us a letter. We will surely write back. You make you back as soon as possible.
More like you will be writing them back.
What do you mean by that? We are a team here.
That's what you think.
You make me so mad sometimes.
Well, next episode, we are going to talk about the near future and our predictions of how the Great Depression will change the U.S. forever.
Ooh, I wonder how that go, since we're time travelers.
Well, I guess you'll have to be here to find out.
Well, don't I have to be?
I mean, I guess so. See you next time for another episode of Going Down in History.